טוב, we continue in חזון עובדיה, הלכות שבת, חלק ג' on page מ"ו. הסבון הקשה מותר לטלטלו בין לצורך גופו או מקומו ובין מחמה לצל. You know, if I may, רב עובדיה in his genius, עליו השלום, when he wrote the הלכות of מוקצה, it seems to me from the way he's choosing the topics, he's not just giving us halachot of mukze. This item is not mukze, you're allowed to move. This item, okay. He is doing it in a way that derech agav, on the way, he's teaching us other halachot. I'll explain to you. For example, what we learned yesterday about the plastic, or the day before, the plastic rain cover for the hat. And yesterday we learned about the broom to sweep the floor with Shabbat. So the main topic in regards to those items are you allowed to sweep the floor? Are you allowed to wear that head covering in Reshut HaRabim, right? And off of that halakha comes out the result that since you are allowed, it's not a klisha melachto le'isur, it's klisha melachto le'heter, it's something that you're allowed to use on Shabbat, and therefore it's not considered mukzeh. So you see how he did that? We're learning other topics in Ilchot Shabbat, but you know, one of the results of that halakha is the mukze aspect of it. And here, once again, sabon hakashe, the bar of soap. That's another issue in Ilchot Shabbat, if we're allowed to use a bar of soap on Shabbat. There are those that are machmir only to use liquid soap, not the bar soap, for the reason that we're going to speak about in the Mekorot that he brings. So he brings a sabon hakashe mutar letaltelo. By telling us that you're allowed to handle a bar of soap, he is hinting to the fact that really the halacha is you're allowed to use a dry, solid bar of soap on Shabbat, not like those who are machmir to use only the liquid.
What was before there were liquid soap?
So you could always make liquid soap. You could always, Avi, what are you saying? Right. So let's learn the halachot. So what did they used to do? Either they used to make, you know, liquid soap like that, or I think it was possible, not the sophisticated one that we have today, but it was possible to make it and to prepare it before Shabbat, with having the bar of soap with water and make a whole bottle of it. I think it was possible. But regardless, as we're going to learn, it's not considered mukzeh, and you're allowed to be metaltel, whether letzorech gufo o mekomo o mechama letzel. By now, as you know, that means this is considered klisha melachto leheter. It's an item that you are allowed to handle on Shabbat with no problem. So, mechama letzel, if you, from the sun, from the sun to shade. Mazat omeret, when you're moving it for its protection, you're scared it's going to get stolen, you're scared it's going to get lost. So there are certain types of mukzeh, which we're going to learn. We're still in the beginning of all the categories of mukzeh. This is still the first category. There are some levels of mukzeh that although you're allowed to move them in certain restricted ways, but mechama letzel, just for protection purposes, then you're not allowed to. Kli shemilachto leheter, ben mechama letzel, ben letzorech gufo, o letzorech mekomo, is allowed, is mutal. So if you look in Yudchet, in the Mekorot, Rav Ovadia talks about using soap. Sabon. Hine b'shelot u'tshuvot ginat veradim. Ginat veradim was Av Bedin of Mitzrayim almost 500 years ago. Over 400 years ago, Rabbi Avraham HaLevi, in Mitzrayim, his famous sefer, Ginat Veradim, katav, Shemutar lechatchila lirchotz yadav besabon veshabbat. He says openly, you're allowed, even lechatchila, to wash your hands with soap, meaning the solid bar of soap. Velodami lerochetz yadav bebarad vesheleg, dehatam kamechaven la'asot min habarad vesheleg maim, כדי לרחוץ ידיו, שבעודם קרושים לא סלקה רחיצה לידיו. אבל בסבון אינו מכוון לנולד זה כלל, שאינו מכוון אלא לנקות ידיו בלבד, ולא אכפת לה שיעשה מהסבון מים. והבל פסיק רשת דלא ניחלה, במידי דרבנן ושרה לך תחילה. What does he mean to say? What would be the reason not to use a bar of soap on Shabbat? The reason would be because of a concept on Shabbat that's called nolad, or rather I should call it molid. Nolad, people can get mixed up. Nolad is a type of mukzeh. That's something else. Molid is creating something new on Shabbat. There is a halakha, a topic in halakha in Ilchot Shabbat, which is spoken about. If you're allowed to take snow and to rub it between your hands in order to make it water. So you took snow and you made it water. According to many poskim, that is considered molid. Molid means creating something new on Shabbat, and you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to take, for example, ice and to chop at it and to dice it to the point because you want to make water. That is considered molid b'Shabbat. So soap, when you're rubbing the soap against your hands, let's say, so now you are causing that which was solid to now turn into liquid. So maybe this is considered a problem of molid. Says the Ginat Veradim, no, you cannot compare it to the case of a person who takes snow and turns it into water. He says, because in that case, kamechaven la'asot min ha-barad v'asheleg mayim. You are intentionally, you want to change the barad, the hail, or the sheleg, the snow, into water. Because or else it's not going to do you any good. It's not going to wash your hand. Shebeodam kurshim, when they're still karush, congealed, it's not going to wash your hands. Aval besabon, eno mechaven lenolad ze. But when it comes to soap, you don't care that it turns into liquid. You want the soap to rub against your hand in order to clean your hand. It doesn't matter to you what the soap bar itself turns into. Says the Ginat Veradim, therefore, even though, yes, it does turn into a liquid, that is psik reshet de lo nichale. That's an inevitability that you're not interested in. And to begin with, it's something that's only midrabanan. To begin with, the din of molid is only asu midrabanan. Psik reshet de la nichale, in something of derabanan, is mutar, afilu lechatchila. That's the svara of the Ginat Veradim. וכן הובא בספר לשון לימודים, וכן פסק הרב פחד יצחק, שלדעת הרמב״ם והרמב״ן והרשב"א אין לאסור לרחוץ בבורית משום נולד. That's how you say in Hebrew, the real Hebrew word for soap is לא סבון. סבון is a borrowed word. There's no such a thing in לשון הקודש as the word סבון. בורית. בורית, you have it in the Navi, in the Tanakh, you have this word borit. Borit was the old-time soap that they used to use. We even say in Kiyashmira Shabbat, Achabes libi beborit, right? I will launder, I will clean my heart with soap, the Ibn Ezra writes in Kiyashmira Shabbat. So he said, Borit karshina, chazak uvaruch, very good. I don't know if that's the regular soap, it's a special type of soap that was of karshina. Very good. So we have that also in the Pituma Ketoret. So according to the Rambam and the Ramban and the Rashba, we have no reason to be oser, to forbid washing hands with borit, with soap, mishum nolad, because they hold lechatchila it's mutar. Ve'af ledat Rashi bedin risuk sheleg ubarad, and even according to Rashi, who's machmir in regards to washing our hands with snow, yesh lomar shemutar lirchotz beborit. Because it's different as the Ginat Veradim told us. וכן כתב הרב נווה שלום שולל בתשובה והבטים בשוט יביע עומר חלק דלת. יביע עומר חלק דלת, that's where he has his main famous תשובה in regards to using soap on Shabbat. ושכן פסק הרמב״ם בתשובה. The Rambam also in his תשובה wrote like that as well. אם כן נראה שמותר לטלטלו בין לצורך גופו ומקומו בין מחמל עצם. Based on this, once we say you're allowed to use it on Shabbat, it becomes klishem lachto leheter. ועיין להרב הגאון רבי אליהו חמאוי בספר פה אליהו והלאה, שהעריך מאוד בזה, ואלא גם כן להתיר. This is something that many of the poskim dealt with, you know. והגאון רבי יצחק אבולעפיה, the Abedin of Damascus, עלה בהסכמתו עמו, he agreed with him also. וזה תוכן דבריו, רב עובדיה quotes the words of רבי יצחק אבולעפיה, ראיתי מה שכתב רב נהוראי, הרב המובהק סיני ועוקר הורים, רבי אליהו חמאוי בדין הסבון בשבת, ואלה בכוח הדהתרה לרחוץ הידיים בשבת בסבון, ועיינתי בכל דבריו מראש ועצוף, וראיתי שדבריו נאמנו מאוד. וכן נראה לי להתיר להלכה למעשה. So these great giants of the Sephardic אחרונים, are holding that you are definitely allowed to clean your hands with soap on Shabbat. Gam b'shelot u'tshuvot Peulat Tzadik. Peulat Tzadik is the Yemenite authority, the great Peulat Tzadik. He writes, שמנהגם של הקדמונים שנהגו היתר ברחיצת הסבון, תורה היא. He says, the minhag of the old-time Jews to allow to clean one's hands with soap on Shabbat is Torah. V'yesh lehem al mashi smochu. Harambam u'de'ime. The Rambam holds like this, that it's mutar. Ken Rav Yitzchak. Like Rabbi Yochai said before, that yeah, maybe liquid soap was not so common, so, you know, so therefore they spoke only about the solid type, and they said that it's mutar. That doesn't change. Ken. Nachon. אבל זה לא, הדין הזה לא משתנה. It doesn't change nowadays that we have liquid soap, therefore we should revert to it. You don't have to. If להלכה, it's mutar to use a solid, you could. You want to be מחמיר, okay? Fine, you know, why not? But להלכה, it's totally mutar. וגם מרן הזיל בשיטתם, הלכך אין למחות במקילים. There's no reason to stop those who are lenient. ושוב מצאתי בספר גינת ורדים שפסק להתיר הרחיצה בסבון אף לכתחילה, ושמחתי. Till here is the quote from the Peulat Tzadik. לפי זה מותר לטלטלו לרחוץ ידיו או לצורך מקומו או מחמה לצל. You're allowed to handle a bar of soap on Shabbat. והנה בשמירת שבת כהלכתה הביא משם הרב קצות השולחן שמותר לטלטל סבון בשבת. גם בשולחן שלמה הביא שהקצות השולחן מתיר לטלטל סבון. So רב שלמה זלמן אורבך, him and his Talmid in the famous Sefer Shmirat Shabbat Kilchata, they bring this opinion lehalacha that you're allowed. Aval b'Sefer Orach Yisrael hevi'i shekatav she'asabon yesh lo din kli shemlachto le'isur. Rav Ovadia brings a few sources here of poskim from the Ashkenazim that say that it is asur. V'chen katav b'shut shari yosher shemutar letaltel sabon kashe b'shabbat only letzor gufom komo. V'chen ra'iti b'Sefer Shmirat Shabbat Kilchata, מובן to page mem zayin, שפסק שבכלל כלי שמלכתו לאיסור הסבון, right? ובשל, so there's a bit of a contradiction in the book itself, שמירת שבת כהלכתה, if a bar of soap is כלי שמלכתו לאיסור או להיתר, ובשלמי יהודה, שלמי יהודה is written by a Talmid of Rav Eliashiv. He writes in the name of his Rebbe, Rav Eliashiv, שמכיוון שאסור להשתמש בשבת בסבון משום ממרח, לכן אסור לטלטלו כדין מוחצה מחמת גופו. Whoa, this goes all the way to the other extreme. According to Rav Eliashiv, based on the edut of the Shalmei Yehuda, it's not even כלי שמלכתו לאיסור. That at least you would be able to move it לצורך גופו מקומו. It has a din of mukze mechamat gufo. Mukze mechamat gufo is like a stone outside on Shabbat. A stone outside of Shabbat, on Shabbat, you're not allowed to move. Has no use, and therefore you're not allowed to move it on Shabbat unless you prepared it before Shabbat and you said, this stone I need to hold the door, to hold the window, whatever it may be. But if you don't prepare it, you're not allowed to kick it around, you know, on Shabbat. This is mukze. Says the Shalmei Yehuda b'shem Rav Eliashiv, a bar of soap is the same. וכן כתב ביקרות משה, and Rav Moshe Feinstein also holds like that, ולטה. Here we have a good old classic מחלוקת between Rav Ovadia and many Sephardic poskim versus the big poskim by the Ashkenazim, Rav Moshe Feinstein and Rav Eliashiv. They say that using a bar of soap is not allowed, and it is mukze. So here is a very, you know, a big difference of minhagim between us. והעיקר כדברי הגרח נאה להתיר. Rav Ovadia beautifully ends off the last line by saying the halacha is like Hagaon Rabbi Chaim Na'e, who's Ashkenazi, who said that it's mutar. So even among the Ashkenazim there is a machloket, but by the Sfaradim, the poskim that we saw, the Ginat Veradim and the other poskim that we saw from the Sfaradim, a bar of soap is allowed to be used on Shabbat, and therefore it has a din of klishe melachto leheter. So, you know, if you go to an Ashkenazic shul on Shabbat and you see that they don't touch the bar of soap on Shabbat, you know why. But Ashkenazi that comes to a Sephardic shul and he sees that people are using a bar of soap, he should know why as well. It's mutar for us, at least according to the Psak of Rav Ovadia. And he doesn't bring any Sephardic Rabbanim that are, you know, arguing on this. Maze? Lo. זה לא תלוי באורח, אסור לו. אם הוא מחמיר כמו דעתו של רב אלישי ורב משה פיינשטיין, אז אסור לו להשתמש בזה. אתה מבין? פשוט, זה פשוט. Next הלכה, a very interesting case as well, and that is הלכה כף, כוס העשוי מנייר לשימוש חד פעמי. A paper cup that is made of paper, and it's disposable, it's made to be used one time, paper cups, they used to call them little Dixie cups, you know, the paper cups. So now, what's the status of Mukzeh in regards to these cups? Yesh alav Torat kli shemelachto le'eter. It has a din of kli shemelachto le'eter, umutar letaltelo afilu mechama letzel kede shelo yiganev velo ye'aved. Baruch haba ben, we were able, Baruch Hashem, with your father, to hook it up. Yeah. ומותר לטלטלו אפילו מחמה לצל כדי שלא ייגנב ולא יאבד. So paper cups are considered כלי שמלאכתו להיתר, and therefore you're allowed to handle them. I'm sure some of you listening to this are thinking, what would be the problem with paper cups? The key word, as we're going to see, is keli. Does it have a din of a keli? Does it have a din of a vessel? From the halakha we see that it does. He calls it a kli shemelachto leheter. Let's see the mekorot. Hine b'sheilot u'tshuvot Igrot Moshe. He brings from Sheilot u'tshuvot Igrot Moshe. Who wrote Igrot Moshe? Rav Moshe Feinstein, right? And the question with a paper cup normally comes up with, could you use it for kiddush? That's normally the question that we deal with on Shabbat. Let's say you want to make kiddush quickly for someone, and you didn't find, you know, the silver goblet. So, are you allowed to use a one time a disposable plastic cup, or even less than that, a paper cup? Rav Moshe Feinstein in Chelek Gimel Chelek Orach Chaim Siman Lametet Katav Shekos Kaze Hanasal LeShimush Chad Peami En Lo Shum Chashivut. A cup that is disposable, that's meant to be used only one time, does not have importance. V'ugarua mikos pagum. It halachically is worse than a kos pagum. A kos pagum means a regular cup, a good cup, that has a defect in it. That's called kos pagum, has a little hole in it. Halachically, you're not allowed to use for kiddush a cup that has a hole in it. Says Rav Moshe, a paper cup that's meant to be thrown out after using it once is worse than a kos pagum. Ve'lachen eno ra'ui lo lekos hakiddush ve'lo likos birkat hamazon. You can't use it not for kiddush and not for birkat hamazon. Ve'chen katav b'shut shraga ha'meir she'agon misatmar amar lo she'en lekos ze torat keli. The shraga ha'meir says that the satmar rav, alav shalom, told him this cup doesn't have a din of keli. It doesn't have a halachic status of keli. Ki le'achar shtiyah mashlichim oto, ve'lachen en lekadesh bo. Because after using it one time, you throw it out. Therefore, you can't use it for kiddush. U'b'sheilot v'katav al zeh sheken yesh linhog lemaase, and he agreed with it. Oh no, I think I skipped here a few lines. U'b'sheilot u'tshuvot minchat Yitzchak. He brings also the minchat Yitzchak. Samach smicha bechol kocho al divrei ha'gaon misatmar. שהובא בספר זמירות לשבת, שכוס העשוי מנייר לשימוש חד פעמי, ואחר ששותין ממנו משליחים אותו להשפע, אין עליו תורת כלי כלל, ולכן אין לקדש בו, כתב על זה שכן יש לנהוג למעשה. The מנחת יצחק, who is that? That's רבי יצחק וייס, עליו השלום, he was the אב בדין of the עדת חרדית in ירושלים, passed away a good 20 years ago, at least. He has a beautiful set of שאלות ותשובות called מנחת יצחק. He was a friend with Rav Ovadia Yosef. All the time they quote each other. And he also is machmir, and he says you cannot use a disposable cup for kiddush or for birkat amazon. Ubishelot utshuvot chelkat Yaakov katav shekelim ha'asuyim miniyar betzipui niyar kesef ha'asuyim mechomer aluminium en tzirchim tevilat kelim. Here is another halachic ramification, if you say it has a din of keli or not, and that is le'inyan tevilat kelim. In shelot utshuvot chelkat Yaakov, he says, what about cups that are made from paper and silver foil? Again, disposable cups. I guess they used to make also like with foil, some, aluminum foil cups. You remember these type of cups? Because I don't picture them right now. Okay. Oh, Avi, I forgot you're here. Yes? What? Oh, so maybe he means that, right? Okay. This, okay, very good. So the chelkat, right, yeah. So the chelkat Yaakov says, "En tzrichim tvilat kelim, shekevan shetashmisham arai venizrakim achar tashmisham, ena mekablim tum'a." Says the chelkat Yaakov, you don't have to take them to the mikveh, which we are somech on that, not to take them, because since their usage is, you know, temporary, it's only one time, and they're thrown out, they don't have a din of a kli that's mekabel tum'a, that requires tevilat kelim. Kedemuchach mima shekatav harambam. Where can you find a Rambam that tells us what to do with disposable cups? In the time of the Rambam, 800, 900 years ago, you didn't have this chidush of disposable cups. You know, something that you were going to use had a little bit more kavod in those days. Today, we use, we throw. That concept is a chidush that came in modern times. So how could you bring a Rambam? He says, the Rambam says, in Ilchot Kelim of Perikeh, shekeren, a horn, shehu mishtamesh ba umashlicha, ena mekabelet tum'a. See, that's the one case where you could fish out from the Rambam something to today. And that is, maybe they would use sometimes like a keren, a horn, and they would use it one time to drink out of the horn, and then they would throw it out. He says, if that's the type of horn, the Rambam says it's not mekabel tum'ah. In order for a kli to be susceptible to tum'ah, it has to have a shem keli. If it's something that you have in mind to throw it out after one time usage, it doesn't have a shem keli. So far, up till here, based on all this, disposable cups don't have a shem keli, not chayav in tvilat kelim. Reb Moshe and others say you should not use it for kiddush and berkat amazon. Sounds like it doesn't have a name of a kli, right? So maybe, does that have a ramification leinyan mukze? We'll see. Ulam besifri chazon ovadia shabbat chelek bet eveti acharonim rabim shecholkim al ze vekatvu shiyesh al kosot niyar elu torat keli v'yicholem likadesh bahem. If you remember when we learned tilchot kiddush, in the second volume of Chazon Ovadia, over there Rav Ovadia spoke at great length in this, and he brought many other poskim that hold that b'di'avad you can use a disposable cup for kiddush. B'di'avad you could. That's the minhag also, by the way.
It's a keli. Even if one time, it's a keli. It's made for one time.
It's, oh, now you said it better. See, now you said, very good, Rabbi Achim, Chazak Baruch. It's made to be used one time. So that's why it has a din keli, because you're using it the way it was meant to be used. Very yafeh meod. Yeah, very nice. Maybe that's the svara why that could be a shem keli according to these poskim. Umehem Rab Yosef Grinwald b'shelot u'tshuvot v'yan Yosef shekatav shekos niyar yesh alav torat keli v'kasher l'netilat yadayim. By the way, another ramification. Can you use it for netilat yadayim? You know, for netilat yadayim, you need a keli. Mazeh? הוא אומר כשר לנטילת ידיים, הכוונה עם ברכה. לאלה שמתירים, לאלה שאומרים שיש על זה שם קלי, אפשר לעשות נטילת ידיים עם ברכה. כן? אני לא זוכר אם אנחנו אומרים, if you use a plastic cup that you do without, we are נוהג to be מחשיב, to consider disposable cups as a קלי. מה זה? צריך לבדוק, אוקיי, אני לא זוכר עכשיו כרגע, אם בלי ברכה או כן עם ברכה, אולי בגלל ספק ברכות כי יש מחלוקת, could be because there is a מחלוקת. Alright, but according to these poskim who are saying that you could use it, they mean with a ברכה also. וכן העלה בשאלות ותשובות וישוב משה, שכוסות העשויים מנייר לשימוש חד פעמי, יש עליהם תורת כלי, ויכולים לקדש ולהבדיל בכוסות אלו. אוסו בשוט באר משה כתב, the Debreciner Rav, in באר משה רוד, שמעיקר הדין יש תורת כלי גמור על כוס נייר, שנעשה לשימוש חד פעמי וקשר לקדש בו. Now, it's a big chidush that the באר משה says that, because the באר משה was one of the Talmidim of the Satmar Rav. And we just said before that the Satmar Rav says that אין עליו תורת כלי. ודחה השמועה שאמרו בשם הגאון מסתמר. He rejected the report that in the name of the Satmar Rav, he said that you're not allowed to use it. He said, I never heard him say that. It's not true. Because halachically also, it's not true. ושלעניין הלכה למעשה, גם הוא מודה שיש להתיר לקדש בכוסות אלו, והניף ידו שנית. And the באר משה wrote this again in חלק ה, וכן העלה להקל בשאלות ותשובות שאלת יצחק. If I'm not mistaken, שאלת יצחק is written by the father of Rabbi Olbaum in Queens. וכן בשאלות ותשובות משני הלכות, that's Rav Menashe Klein, עליו השלום. And בשאלות ותשובות שאלת שאול, I don't know who that is, ובשוט יצחק ירנן. יצחק ירנן is רבי דוד ברדה in כיסא רחמים, in Bnei Brak, brother-in-law with Rav Mazuz. So all these rabbanim, they're saying you can use a disposable cup for kiddush, for havdalah, for birkat hamazon. Now, in the last four lines, he comes back to mukze. Hilkach, yesh din gamur al kosot ha'asuyim miniyar, kedin kol keli shemelachto le'eter. Therefore, it has the status of a kli, shemelachto le'eter, and it's not considered mukze. Because you know, one of the rules of mukze is, if it doesn't have a name of a keli, so it's a problem. Then what is it? It's nothing. It's something that's not, you know, not useful either. If it doesn't have a name of a keli, then it's not. Then it's mukzeh. The problem is that over here, even if you want to tell me, even according to the shita of Rabbi Moshe and others that say that, and the Satmar Rav based on the edut of the other poskim, that en alav torat keli, so that could only have an afkamina neinyan kiddush and birkat hamazon. Aval lemukzeh, even though it doesn't have a shem of keli, but it has a shimush, but it's useful. The fact that you could use it, that takes it out from being mukzeh. So I think that's what Rav Ovadia means in the last two lines over here, where he ends off by saying very shortly, "Efshar shegam ha'igrot Moshe u'de'imeh," it's possible that even the igrot Moshe and those who go with him, yodu le'inyan tiltul Shabbat, they will agree le'inyan mukzeh, she'en alav torat mukzeh, veduk. He didn't explain why efshar sheyodu. I think the reason is very simple. Because when it comes to mukzeh, even though we say it has to be a keli, but if it's something that is useful, even if it doesn't have a name of a keli, but if we use it as if it's a keli, then it's fine. So we use it, it's useful for us, even if it's for one time. What's wrong with that? It has a use. And therefore, mukzeh, it's not. You want to argue in regards to using it for kiddush or birkat hamazon? Okay, that's one thing. So we see that's a big machloket acharonim. But le'inyan mukzeh, you cannot call it something that is like a stone, that's a mukzeh mechamat gufo. Rather, it has a status of kli shemelachto leheter, that you are allowed to move ben letzorech gufo, ben letzorech mekomo, and ben mechama letzeh. Yes. Right.
Maybe that's what they're arguing. As far as being a keli, they can't deny it.
Right. I mean, the words that were quoted is en alav torat keli klal. So they did use the word, you know, it's not a keli. But you're right. The idea behind it is that it's not chashuv to be used for kiddush.
I think most people was on their minds, because you can't deny it was a
keli. Right. Just to be... They had, of course. The I just want to end off by saying, to make it clear, that the minhag by us is that b'di'avad we are allowed to say kiddush on a paper cup, with a paper cup, or with a plastic cup, with a disposable. We go like Rav Ovadia and the other poskim that are mekel, and so, you know, and not like the other poskim who are machmir. I just want to make that clear. Of course, that's only b'di'avad. Lechatchila, we should not use such a kli and go into a safik. Yeah.
Yeah. Good thing, you know, the best thing you can find.
as much, right, exactly. Right, right, right. Netilat yadayim is a good question, if to say a bracha or not, because that already is a safek berachot. When it comes to when it comes to birkat hamazon and kiddush, that's not safek berachot. You're saying kiddush anyway or birkat hamazon anyway, but netilat yadayim, that's a good point. Rabbi Moshe, want to say something? Good point. It's a good point. It's a good point that from the way that halacha is brought here, it sounds like you could use it totally. I think it's only logical that if you have in front of you both, you know, you should use the good one. Avi, I'm going to ask you to, we ask you this too many times, to please mute. Thank you. He has some audience there, so it's okay. Yes.